In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. It is really a blessing to see all of you on this wonderful day that we are remembering our mothers, but also remembering the Samaritan woman. So because today is Mother's Day, I thought I would begin by talking a little bit about my own mommy. I know that they're probably watching, so please remind me in June to say a little bit about my dad as well, because he will let me know. So I'm going to begin by telling you a little bit about my mom. So the time period I'm thinking, I'm probably somewhere in the, I don't know, between like third and fourth grade, maybe even fifth grade. And for years and years, mom was a waitress. And eventually she got this great job working in one of the local hospitals. It's Beaumont Hospital. And we were so excited because when mom got this job, we were now able to have insurance, right? And we were able to have benefits. So everyone kind of understand how that works, right? So mom had this great job. And around this time, mom's schedule would change. But around this period that I'm thinking about, she had to start work at 6 a.m. So what that meant for my mother was that work actually began around 4:30, because that's when she would get up and she would start getting everything ready for the day. One of the things that mom would first do is make all of our lunches, make sure that we had what we had for the day, then even make some breakfast so everyone could eat. She would also go upstairs, and I have a little sister, I think most of you know this, Matina, and she wouldn't wake her up, but she would set Matina upright and she would begin to brush her hair. And my mother would put Matina in these beautiful ponytails, right? Two of them, one on either side. And she had this way of making right down the middle. It was like perfect every single time. And then she would lay Matina back in the bed and she would go back to sleep. And then when it was time, I would walk Matina to school. So then she would go downstairs, and many times I know she would get whatever we were going to eat that evening, she would get it ready and put it in the refrigerator for later. Then mom would come home and her tasks would continue. She would have to clean up because inevitably we would make a mess. Then mom would have to get dinner ready, and after dinner she would run us to wherever we needed to go, and then she made sure we came home as well. So she would do all of these things for us. And I imagine if I were to ask her right now, if you were to ask her right now about those days, she would say, well, that's just how it was, right? That was everyday life, everyday life. What I think she fails to realize is that we noticed it, right? I noticed how hard she worked. I noticed how much she loved us. I noticed how late she had to go to bed to make sure everything was right. I still didn't clean my room, but I noticed everything that she did for us. And what happened was I was inspired. I was inspired in my brothers. My brother and my sister was inspired as well. Through all of those things that she did for us in the everyday things of life, she inspired us. She enlightened us. And that, my friends and my family, is what we witness today. We witness a woman doing just something normal, some everyday task. And in that everyday task, she was enlightened. And more than just being enlightened herself, she was able to enlighten others. This is what our mothers do for us. This is what Fotini did. And this is what I want all of us to think about today, because it's important for us to remember that we have to be open to God acting in the everyday of life. So today our gospel reading comes to us from St. John, and we again see this woman of Samaria. And as we said, she goes to fill up some water pots, right? She goes to this well. And when she goes to the well, it's about noon, maybe a little bit after, it's really hot. She goes there and she sees this guy, right? She sees this man who probably didn't belong there. Maybe he looked a little bit different. She realized that he certainly wasn't a Samaritan. And then he begins to engage with her. He says to her, give me a drink of water. Now, she had a few choices, right? She could have done a couple things. She could have just kept on filling her water and ignored him, or she could have engaged with him. She could have done what she was doing and then been on her way, or she could have talked with him a little bit. And as we know, she chose to talk to him. So she says to him, "How can you, a man who is a Jew, talk to me, a woman of Samaria?" And then he says to her this wonderful saying. He says, "If you only knew the gift, and if you only knew who it was that was talking to you, you would ask for living water." And what does she do? She's intrigued, right? So she begins to ask him questions. And then he begins to ask her questions. And then he begins to dig a little bit. And what our Lord is doing is he's shining a little bit of light. He's shining some light on her heart. He's shining some light on those places in her heart that may not have been touched in a long time because of how difficult her life was. He's shining a little bit of light in the dark places of her heart. And it begins to work. And her heart begins to soften. And her heart begins to change. And she begins to change. And she eventually begins to believe that he is the Messiah, that he is the Christ. Now, how did that happen? It happened because she had faith. It happened because she had a heart that was always turned toward Christ, that in the everyday things of life, she was able to see him. No matter how hard her life was, she believed. No matter how dark her heart may have become, she had faith. She understood that the Messiah was going to come. And when he did, she was ready for it. My friends and my family in Christ, the same thing should, can, and probably has happened to all of us. I was thinking about this, and I thought a little bit about our parish. And I thought about the times where, just in passing in conversations, right, in the everyday conversations we have with one another, ministries have just kind of popped up. One of the ministries I was thinking of that happened during COVID was our knitting group, the Warm Hands to Warm Hearts, right? It was just a conversation among a few people of what we might be able to do. And then they start sewing these little squares, and those squares came to church, and then those squares became blankets. And then they brought them out to nursing homes during COVID. And now they've delivered well over 100 of these blankets. That happened because people's hearts were turned to God. Another one is our community garden that's going to be built here. That whole idea started a long time ago. People were thinking about it and talking about it. And eventually people's hearts continued to be pointed towards God. And the conversation came up again. And other people began to talk about it. And now we have it. Why? Because people's hearts were pointed toward God. One more is the Aurora House. The Aurora House comes here once a month, and we teach them how to cook. The ladies at the Aurora Project are there in order to kind of be help. Many of them were formerly homeless, and they're trying to get their lives back together, and we offer them a chance to learn how to cook. How did that happen? Just from a conversation, because people's hearts were turned toward God. And when people's hearts are turned toward God, then God uses them to do good things, and they become light themselves. One last thought. The woman at the well has a name. Traditionally, we understand her as Fotini, which her name has to do with light, right? Which means the one who is enlightened. Fotini was enlightened that day, but she did something with that light that she received. She went out and she gave it to others. She went out and witnessed to this new faith that she had received. My friends and my family in Christ, that is what we are all called to do. We are called to be people who have our hearts pointed toward God. So in the everyday acts of life, we are open to him working. But not only open to him working, but open to others seeing him in us. That is what our mothers do. And that is what Fotini did. And that is what all of us are called to do as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. Please rise.